Gentlemen, attention.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
And silence on the radio. That's clever, isn't it? Wait a minute, listen to this.
British dentistry, not so great, frankly. British hair, though, super! The British Hair Company has been styling and colouring in Laguna since 2006 at the salon located at 361 Forest Avenue. British HC is a certified Moroccan all-starscapes blow bar, a Vida colour specialist, Kuhn hair colour training centre and authorised Hair Dreams extension salon. We also offer an organic and ammonia-free hair care colour range. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345. British HC.
And that's how it's going to be, I think, this morning.
Do you know what? You inspire silence.
No,
I was looking at the light. I knew that we could both talk. We could say anything at any time. And I was like, you know what? Let's see if we can ride this. And silence for a couple of seconds on the radio is frightening.
I was all right with it. I've done it so many times now. I'm used to it.
I know. I listen to you.
Dead air. It's the Dead Air show with Fetty on it. I don't know.
Dead air. You can do that anyway. It's like the Dead Air show with Jason Fetty. Dead air.
You see, we can turn anything around here, can't we?
Oh, man, anything.
So Martin's not here today because, well, he's not here. He's somewhere else.
Is he in the same state?
Yeah, he's gone up to LA, I think, just to hang out with a friend or something.
What state is he in right now?
He's probably a little hungover.
In the right state. Has he got to one of his art shows?
I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea.
He likes to go to things like disused railway stations that are now art galleries, doesn't
he? I used to try and find out about everything about Martin's life and try and sort of make sure that I was in the know, but he called me a control freak.
He doesn't stand for it, man. If you start stepping on his toes, he'll snap you right down.
That's right. So he's just said, you know what, Martin, whatever it is you're doing, you just have a good time. Go, be healthy.
Right, and if you...
I'll be fine. I'll be all right. And I'll be fine.
Yeah, if you need anything, call.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you need anything, call Daniel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So it's morning on the radio. Sunday, indeed it is. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, of course. And supported heavily and importantly by the British Hair Company of Laguna Beach. Thank you to them for doing that for us. Full English Breakfast should play a record and then think about something else.
Yeah, talk about the news, talk about the weather, talk about new purchases.
Talk about what you'd like to do.
Full English Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Blue Jimmy. Were slender, the beauties were brief. Shall I mourn your decline with some Thunderbird wine and a black handkerchief? I miss your sad Virginia whisper. I miss the voice that called my heart. Sweet Jean Vincent, young and old and gone. Sweet Jean Vincent,
who slapped John? White face, black shirt, white socks, black shoes, black hair, white strap, bled white, dyed black, sweet.
Very KX93.5.
Very good, very good. Just reminding myself of who exactly I am this morning. I wish I'd done one of those for you, Daniel Barnes.
Do you know what?
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What should we do? We should just get one going. Daniel Barnes. What rhymes with Barnes?
Farms.
Daniel Barnes.
Alarms.
On the funny farm.
Do you know what? I'm not having a good time with this new phone thing here. What's with this land line?
And there's a landline. There's a phone right in front of Daniel on the.
Is it military issue? Look at it. It's like chalky.
I know. It's old school. It's all right.
Do you know what? I was just listening to that and I was thinking about rockabilly music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of bebop, booda, but and I never, you know how you love classic rock music that, right, and you know what I'm saying? I don't like rockabilly music.
No, okay, right? All right.
There's only one rockabilly band I like.
Who?
That was the Stray Cats.
Ah.
Right.
Good. I like where this is going.
Right. And I was just thinking about Justin Drucker, who's Lee Rocker's son.
Lee Rocker, the bass player from the Stray Cats, lives in town, has a show on this radio station on a Saturday afternoon.
There we go.
Called Rumble and Twang.
Rumble and Twang.
Rumble and Twang, 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
He posted this picture. It was his dad's birthday last week, and he posted this classic picture of Lee Rocker riding his bass. You know how he did?
Yeah, yeah, standing on the bass, yeah.
So I went online, and I was just...
He can still do it.
Oh, I know, dude. He's good. He's brilliant. Yeah. And I was watching the Stray Cats at the Us Festival in 1983.
Mm.
And do you know what? They were massive.
Yep.
The Us Festival, there was like 500 million people there. And the Stray Cats played for like an hour and a half, a three-piece band, and back then there was no massive band stage sets or anything. They'd not got that elaborate yet. It was like a white stage with a teeny TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
And as a three-piece band, they rocked it.
No, no, amazing. The drummer, whose name escapes me, used to get up from behind...
Slim Jim Phantom.
Oh, is that... Is
he was married to Brett Eklund.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
So
get
Slim
up
Jim.
From behind the kit and then play it from the front.
Yeah.
And all of that. They were really interesting to look at. And, of course, Brian...
Setzer.
Seltzer. I was going to say Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer.
Is he?
He's brilliant. He's got his own thing going. The big band. Brian Setzer's big band.
Yeah, Brian Setzer good. Orchestra.
Dead good, that's right. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I'm not quite awake yet. What are you doing, Daniel Barnes? You all right?
I am fine. I am just slipping into the day, having a look at the sky outside, wondering, is it going to be warm? Is it going to be cloudy? Is it going to rain? I don't think it's going to rain. It's definitely not going to rain.
No,
but it's going to be humid again. It's going to be that blur.
We say it's not going to rain, then it rains.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I think it's going to be warm all day. It's going to be nice.
It's nice. Nice. That's the weather forecast.
It's nice.
Nice.
The weather's nice. Are you playing today?
I'm going to... Listen to this.
Go on.
I'm going to go up to Fashion Island, which is an outdoor shopping mall.
Oh, I thought it was an actual real island where people like Giorgio Armani live.
It's not Fashionable Island. It's Fashion Island. Or Fascist Island, as the locals call it.
Do you know what? It was so fashionable, the Hard Rock Cafe only lasted 6 months there. Too fashionable.
Too trendy, yeah.
Too trendy.
So, it's a big mall. It's fun to wander around, and I'm going to go and entertain people. I'm going to sit outside Nordstrom with my guitar.
I know where you are. You're in the
bandstand. I'm not busking.
No, I know you're in an official bandstand that's got a public address. It's a gig. It's a booked, contracted gig.
It's a gig. Yeah. I'm not just going up there to sing, you know, go sit it down with a guitar and with a cup in front of me.
You know,
in fact,
right.
You're not allowed to put a cup in front of you.
I was going to say, the thing is, you know it's a genuine deal because there's that much security there. They follow me around when I've got my hood up.
Yeah, yeah, you're not allowed. Anyway, so that's where I'll be, 1 till 4 this afternoon, Nordstrom at Fashion Island. Come over and, you know, buy me some clothes from Macy's. Throw underpants at me if you want.
Right.
All right, more music?
Why not?
KX93.5.
Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing. You got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. Buster, bowl me over with your bogus dance. Shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet.
tries to throw me over with your bogus stance, shoving me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
Madness, I tell you, it's madness.
Madness.
And that is, of course, Madness and the Prince. It's a single on Two Tone from years and years and years ago. Have you ever brewed beer? Have you ever brewed your own beer?
Yes.
Have you?
Well, do you know what? We didn't actually let it complete its brewing process. We started drinking it after about 3 days.
Oh, my God. Was it yeasty?
Craig Fogg was the guy that made it.
Really? Was it yeasty?
Oh, man. We were sick.
Really?
I didn't know I had to brew beer. My grandfather owned a pub, so I used to just go and steal it from the cellar.
I knew people who brewed beer. A lot of people brewed beer and grew their own marijuana. And the marijuana was rubbish and the beer was really bad.
Well,
really,
you know, what you can do is you can make beer with marijuana.
Can you?
I guess. You can make beer with anything.
They're making it in Australia with Vegemite. I've got a story.
No way.
Yeah, that was a segue into a real story.
Well, go on.
So Vegemite, they're putting a limit on the amount of Vegemite you can buy in stores because people are using it to make booze. That'll never do.
So are they, what, they're buying, like, Vegemite to make micro... It's like, so they're taking cough syrup and making crack.
I think that's how you make crack, isn't it?
Yeah, with, like, butane gas and cat litter.
And Advil.
Yeah, an Advil and, like, rubber gloves.
Something like that, yeah, and you smash it up.
A car fender.
Yeah.
So they're like... What are they doing? They're like doing a distillation process of Vegemite and they're turning it into a really potent beer.
To be honest with you, I don't have the full story because the page won't open, but I just have the headline which attracted me. Vegemite limit on the cards for Australia.
Oh, no.
Because people are using it to make booze. Oh, dear.
I can see that being a problem. What with the heat? You know, it's the heat and all the venomous stuff.
Right.
And also...
And the kangaroos and that.
Right. And the yeast content. If you go with the yeast content and sugar and the heat and just the desperation of a sheep farmer, you're going to get some pretty strong beer.
Well, you know, some of those animals over there, like a kangaroo, I've never seen a kangaroo in the flesh.
They're
and
vile.
I don't think they're
vile.
I don't think they exist.
They're not real, dude.
I think they're made up by a man who's been drinking too much Vegemite beer.
I saw one.
I saw one of these things. You've never seen anything like it.
I saw
a few jars of beer and I saw this great big rabbit thing.
Right, I saw one and it looked like some guy dressed in an outfit that was Pipkins. You remember Pipkins, Hartley Hare, that rabbit, all scraggly. Pipkins.
Yeah, I do remember. It's an English thing.
Yeah, it was weird.
TV show, yeah.
Right, so every time I've ever seen a kangaroo, it's from a distance.
Yeah,
right? They won't let you near it.
No, you shouldn't get near it.
Because they're dangerous. They can punch you.
Yeah.
Apparently they grow babies inside of a pouch.
Right.
Convenient.
None of it's true.
No, yeah. it's all complete
rubbish.
It's all
rubbish. Made up, yeah. It's absolutely
Everything
made up.
Everything in Australia is made up. Apart from one thing, I was watching a documentary about Australian road trains.
Yeah.
You know those trucks that they just power across? There's two. The biggest trucks in the world are called the Centipede. One goes one way, one goes the other, and they're always carrying a very important cargo of copper ore.
What is this about?
You're talking about Australia and just how far removed it is. I mean, they're making like high microbrew beer out of a vegetable spread.
Right.
Right, and the lorries, they don't have regular trucks, man. These road trains have got like 15 things on the back of them that they fill up with whatever. And they go at extreme high speeds on these weird like motorways that don't have cars on them.
Okay.
I'm just saying Australia's a strange place. If anyone can prove to me that it isn't, call the radio station.
Well, it is a strange place, Australia, and they're making beer out of Vegemite, and, you know, good luck to them, yeah. I say. It's a long way away, Australia, anyway.
I like it.
Yeah. Should play some more music.
Some Australian music?
No.
No.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Over there, Dan. We're on the air, lad. We're on air.
I was just having a peek to see what was going on out there, see what the world was up to.
What is going on in the world today? Anybody, any news, anything? No news stories? I'll tell you what, though.
Go on.
If you want to, people wanted to contact us and tell us about things that we could then pass on to the general population, they could send us a text. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
There's a toll text system here, which we don't really use very much, but I can give you the number if you'd like it, peoples. It's 949-715-5936. Area code 1, because we're in America. 949-715-5936. And you send us a text, we'll receive that text. And if it's not full of swear words, we'll read it out on the air.
Well, even if it is full of swear words, we'll read it out. We'll just minus the swear
we'll
words.
We'll beep them out.
Right. Do you know what? I just got some big news here about a British celebrity that we've not heard of for a long time.
Go on.
Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox. Crikey.
Former Eurythmic and lesbian activist Annie Lennox.
Yes.
Right, has got really white hair these days. But guess what?
What about her?
Her daughter has been in a kayaking accident.
Oh, dear. Kayaking?
Kayaking. Oh, Tally Lennox. Her name's Tally Lennox.
Oh.
Was rescued following the accident on the Hudson River, but her long-term partner is still missing. Ooh! Didn't say anything about that in the headline. Anyway, the Lennox child is safe, but someone else is missing, so that's a shame.
Oh. Well, that is terrible news for them.
Do you know what? The news is hard. I can see how Martin gets stressed.
It's funny when... It's funny when... you get sort of a story like that, when you're not sure whether to go, oh, Annie Lennox, wow, that's a blast from the past, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out she's got a daughter and it's all... I don't know, I don't feel very connected to it.
No, I don't either. I didn't think she had any kids. I thought she was like this woman who just was on her own. She's kind of like Helen Mirren. She likes antiques and cats.
Yeah, I thought, I would have done.
Look,
yeah.
Look at her. She doesn't look like the person who has a, you know, even with her school friends, they'd be like, oh, Annie, she was very successful, but she never settled and had children.
Yeah, she looks like me, Uncle Sid.
She does look a bit like Sid, Nick.
Here's the Eurythmics then, just, you know, why not? And now we bring you a new game on the radio where we try and figure out lyrics. Now, we'll start with that one there. It's Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. What did we think that was?
I don't think so.
What did you think it was?
I think it was that. It sounded like this.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese is made by bees. Everybody's searching for pumpkins.
Sweet cheese is made by bees. Everybody's looking for pumpkins. That is definitely the
lyric.
And then
I think on the second cycle, it says Swiss cheese for those on their knees. It gets a bit darker.
For those on their knees. Like
everybody is jonesing for pumpkin.
Jonesing for pumpkins. Well, it's almost Halloween.
It's very clever. You know what? Yeah. It's almost Halloween and we keep a very close eye on things like how many shopping days to Christmas being British.
Go on.
It's 138, including today.
138 days to shopping days to Christmas. That's hard to believe.
No, it's exciting. I'm going to go up to Neiman Marcus today when you're playing and see if they start getting the baubles out.
It's no time at all, is it? 100 and odd days, it's nothing.
138. Do you know what's funny? When you think 138 days, it's the middle of summer, there's 365 days in the year, and it never all adds up. It's like that it's like that test in school with mathematics where it's like if you have one and you're always left with one over. Think about this.
Go on.
There's 52 weeks in the year.
Yep.
So that means there's 52 weekends in the year.
Yep.
So if there's 52 weekends in the year, 52 times 2 is 104. So that's 104 days. From 365, doesn't that seem like an awful lot of days that are, like, dedicated to weekend usage? We've only got, like, 265 days left to, like... You know what I'm saying?
No, I've no idea what you're saying.
Right. 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that'd mean that that'd indicate there's 52 weekends in a year.
Right.
So 52 times 2, because there's a Saturday and a
there's
Sunday.
There's 104 days.
There's 104.
Yeah.
Whereas there's only 365 days in a year.
Right, so 104 days are dedicated to not working.
Right.
Are you complaining about that?
No, I'm just saying it seems like we've got not very many days left to, like,
make
do
a living
else.
And do stuff.
Yeah, do the five-dayer.
You know about people who have their legs amputated?
You mean amputees?
Amputees, exactly.
Well, I don't
or
know.
Arms as well. They sometimes have a phantom limb.
Yeah, no, they all do. Rick Allen from Def Leppard talks
all
about this.
Or they all have that? Really? I mean, I'm asking you, I don't know.
Right, well, I know from personal experience from someone who's a pretty famous drummer
right.
that even now, he lost his arm in 1983
yeah.
and he still gets that thing where he'll turn and he'll feel like sometimes his arm's catching the door or if he'll look at the light switch, he can feel it. And he says it's weird because he actually feels it in his face as well, below his eye.
Right.
You know, this sensation of, like, there's still being an arm there and he's not had an arm for 30-odd years.
I know. Well, you know, you know how they cure it? They give you a mirror, give you a long mirror. And you stand and look in the mirror and you look at the hand that's still... you've still got... the hand that you've still got, the one that's remaining.
You just look at it?
And you look at it. Now, a lot of people, the problem with that with the phantom limb is that the hand, the hand of that limb is squished up and it's painful.
Right. It's so contracted looking, from so when it was injured.
Right, so you look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at your actual hand and you clench your fist and you let your hand open and it opens. Feel, you get the sensation of the hand that's missing opening. Am I making any sense? I read about
no,
it and I'm not sure if I'm really...
No, it's, you're right, because the last sensation that lad, that limb had, say if it was, like, severed in an arm or, like, an accident,
yeah.
it's contracting. I mean, if it was removed surgically,
it
I don't know if it's
painful,
the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, yeah, I can understand that it's still contracting and clenched. It's, like, trying to protect itself.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not planning on losing any limbs this week.
No, I hope you don't.
You should touch wood and never say the touch wood.
It's a funny phrase, isn't it? Touch wood.
Touch wood.
I'm just touching wood right now. Nobody can see me.
Yeah, wood toucher.
The reason why I mention it is because I usually have a cup of coffee with me on a Sunday.
Right, and you don't
and I
have
haven't
one...
got it now. And I keep reaching for it, although it's not even there. So well, that's, I've got, I'm totally in empathy.
Yeah, what's
with people
happened to
who've
your
lost
coffee? I thought Ava got up and made
no,
me coffee.
No, she did make me coffee, but she makes this espresso stuff and I didn't bring any with me. So it's not, I don't have a coffee, but I keep reaching for it like a man who has lost his limb.
Oh.
Yeah. This is an Australian band, Australian singer, songwriter, Courtney Barnett.
All right.
A song called Nobody Really Cares If You. And it's brand spanking music on KX93.5.
British dentistry, not so great, frankly. British hair, though, super! The British Hair Company has been styling and colouring in Laguna since 2006 at the salon located at 361 Forest Avenue. British HC is a certified Moroccan all-starscapes blow bar, a Vida colour specialist, Kuhn hair colour training centre, and authorised Hair Dreams extension salon. We also offer an organic and ammonia-free hair care colour range. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy, and excellence through education. 949-497-8345. BritishHC.com.
Ah, oh, yeah. Good old British...
I want to try... Oh, where are we?
That's loud, is that? That's a loud thing. I want to say the British Air Company. Super. They support the show, and thank you very much to them for, you know, chipping in and being part of this thing. There are hairdressers in town, and we're going to do a road show from there. Do you remember
on the 19th of September.
Yes.
Can you do that? Super.
I can't do it. He's great, that guy, isn't he?
Ben, who did it?
It's Ben Hall. He's brilliant.
Super.
He's a brilliant actor from... he's a British actor, obviously, lives in LA. Really
great. Well,
that's
why he's brilliant.
Yeah. He's been on a lot of TV shows, you know, sort of British... I don't know exactly what, but British TV shows. What do you call that? Downton Abbey and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. A timepiece. Yeah. A history. I like that. Doutton Abbey, I think your thing, and it's called Doutton Abbey.
Mrs. Doubtfire Abbey.
Doutton.
Something like that. Anyway,
it's filmed in the north.
And then we're going to go down there. We're going to do what the Radio 1, who's British, you know, BBC radio station, they always used to do road... Until they all went to jail for paedophilia, all the DJs.
Yeah.
Before that, when they were still out and about and running rampant.
Are you talking about the Radio 1 roadshow?
The Radio 1 roadshow. They used to go out and do silly games and have fun and do it all live. And it was great fun, right? It was good. What? You're pointing at yourself.
I'm pointing right at myself, mate, because when the Radio 1 roadshow came to Eastbourne, I got on the stage. No. I got on the stage in Agadood with Dave Lee Travis, mate, and I got a T-shirt.
Whack, whack, oops.
Right? Yeah. And I got a T-shirt, I got a mug, and I got a pen. You remember the pens?
Radio 1 pen on a string.
On a string.
Yeah.
And guess who else was there?
Go on.
Noel Edmonds!
How
mate.
Could you tell? He's very small. Very
how
small
can I tell
man.
He was Noel Edmonds? Because he was there in his own helicopter.
Yeah. That's how rich those DJs got.
That's how rich Noel Edmonds got.
Huge stars. Dave Lee Travis, yeah. Or the Hairy Cornflake, as he used to call himself. I mean, it was pure cheesy 70s rubbish DJing, really.
Do you know what?
They all talk like this. Hi, mate.
Oh, they talk like radio.
Come on, it's quarter to 12. It's 12 o'clock.
Do you know the coolest person I ever met in radio?
What?
Tommy Vance.
TV on the radio.
Oh, Tommy Vance.
TV on the radio. There's a band called TV on the Radio.
Yes, there was.
And it's named after Tommy Vance because he was TV
was
on
great.
The radio. He was Canadian or something.
He was the voice of Gillette Razors.
Is that right?
That's Tommy Vance.
Yeah, well, the rest of them had a close shave, didn't they, with the law?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
he did. Do you know what? Tommy Vance did something very smart.
Mm-hmm.
He died.
John Peel did the same thing.
John Peel and Tommy, all the ones that were the really talented BBC radio DJs, could see the writing on the wall and said, you know what?
I'm keeling over.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, done.
Double.
Because a lot of them have gone to jail, you know, for being... 1970s
even the
men.
Even the ones who are dead are now in jail. Jimmy Savile is in dead jail for naughty boys.
Yeah, terrible. But anyway, what am I saying that for? Because we're going to go down to the British Hair Company. We're going to behave ourselves like very nice gentlemen indeed.
Will we have things to give away, like pens, sun visors?
Not pens, no.
Stickers for cars?
We'll have stickers. We'll probably have sunglasses by then.
That'd be nice.
Okay, it's 93.5 sunglasses. We'll certainly have T-shirts, and we'll definitely have hats.
Ooh!
So, and it'll be great fun, and we'll go down there, and we'll just play music and play, you know, silly games. It's not that silly, because what we're trying to do with our games, we've been doing this down at Aliso Creek Beach, we've been doing this thing where we prove that human-crafted radio is better... I'm going to say better.
Better.
You're
being like London like.
It's better.
Better.
It's better than like...
What's
some
better?
Of these algorithm sort of run stations.
Algorithm what?
Well, you know, like Spotify or Pandora or the new Apple thing,
right.
Whatever.
You're talking about something that's pre-programmed by a computer like Atlantic 252.
We're saying that we can pick music that's more interesting to you and more...
Oh!
Fresher. It's fresher.
We can pick music out of the stratosphere that's not even been found. We can find the next big thing before it's even big.
Well, we do that, and that's the whole point. We've been playing...
Right.
For example, this track here by Chet Faker, nobody was playing this.
No.
Nobody was playing this when it came out last year. And I'll tell you what, I was up in Lake Arrowhead the other day, and we're on the lake, floating around.
Right.
And somebody was playing one of these really sort of poppy radio stations over a loudspeaker, and this track came on, and I went, you know what? We're cool. We're KX 93.5.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby, got them open all over town. Stick the bins, don't play around. Cover my ground, got game wild around. Get paid as a forte. Each and every day to play away. If I can't get out of my mind, I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing foul lies, it's no surprise. Stacking up cash, that's when it comes to the gas. By no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Maybe you're perfect. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you're working, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you're working, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. She's got class and style, seen all this by the mile. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Getting feelings is unknown, let me tell you how it goes. Curse the word, spins the bird. Love is a curse, so frequent you earn. Man, that girl look good. Play on, play on. She's got class and style. No diggity, no downtown. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. So I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up.
Oh, I love the sound of that white boy, I don't know, soul music, whatever the heck it is. It's fantastic. Listen to that. What's going on here? That's the end of the record.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just talking to somebody in the background.
I like that. That gives it a real feel. It was like something going down in the studio. People were just, you know, shuffling around.
I know, but why leave it on the end? Is it a little pretentious? I don't know.
You know what? It's been done to death.
It has that kind of thing. But I do love the track, and it's very cool. I might just... You know what I might do? I might to put that in an editing program and just snip off the end.
You know what?
Because it gets on my nerves a bit.
I'll tell you something now. The seasoned executive, the seasoned producer, someone like Brendan O'Brien or Mutt Lange or even Bruce Dickinson, you know, the guy that worked with the Blue Oyster Cult, Bruce Dickinson, they wouldn't stand for it, man. They'd finish it off. If they didn't cut it clean, they'd have that, you know, that feeling of compression at the end of a song where it's like...
It just sucks out.
It just sucks the air out of the city you're recording in.
Yeah, they're into that, yeah. Well, different producers have different styles, but that one's... that trouble with that is it's irritating for radio DJs. Sorry, I need my coffee. I keep reaching for my coffee and I can't.
Yeah, it's look, not, play with this.
So my voice isn't. I can't get my words out. And I'll tell you what, I made a terrible mistake. You know the British Hair Company promo spot that we've been playing.
Super.
British Hair Company, super. Yeah. That guy. Well, the guy that did it's not Ben Hall. I don't know where I got that from.
I know it's not.
It's Ben Farrow.
Ben Farrow, thank you. It's all right. I was just waiting for you to come round.
I have a friend called John Hall. He's got a son called Ben. It's Ben Hall. So
you got a friend called John Hall?
Yeah, John Hall.
Oh, Hall.
And do you know where he lives?
Yes,
John Hall.
He lives in John.
He's got a big house.
What called John
Hall? Yeah. Downton Abbey. It's all coming back to me now.
I love Downton Abbey.
Downton.
Yeah, you know that song, if they'd have recorded it with somebody else, it would not have gone that way at the end.
Well, I know another. Well, that's obvious.
Do you know what would have been really nice to fade that out with? They would have. Yeah, I know, but the guy that recorded Kate Bush's second album, I don't know who he is, but I think it needs a Kate Bush feel to it.
Which one was that? Running Up the Hill.
No, Cloud Busting.
Wasn't that. What's his face? Out of, you know.
Keith Sutherland?
No, out of Genesis.
Phil Collins?
No, the other one.
Michael Rutherford?
No.
Peter Gabriel.
I thought it was Peter Gabriela.
What, doing the...
I thought that was him, yeah.
No, he's Sledgehammer.
I ran up the hill.
No, he's Sledgehammer.
No?
That's okay. Salisbury Hill. And then after Salisbury Hill, he wanted to be a private detective.
Who did?
Peter Gabriel.
Did he? Why?
That's Sledgehammer. That's what the Sledgehammer is.
I wanna be...
Just Sledgehammer. No, he never told anybody this, but he kind of fancied himself as like an undercover, like... private investigator.
Do you know what?
And that's the Sledgehammer.
Whenever I come out of a movie,
you want to be the Sledgehammer.
I want to be whatever it is.
Like Goodfellas. Did you think you were going to get whacked?
I was totally like, what are you doing? I was when I came out of there, I'm like,
did you feel like buying cocaine when you saw Blow?
Don't disrespect the Bing.
Yeah, don't do that. So what about when you saw Billy Elliot?
I came prancing out like a ballet dancer.
I'm reaching for your placebo coffee cup.
Do you know what I? Well, I've just been to see Mission Impossible.
Oh, the fifth one. The fifth one in the franchise.
I have no idea how many of them have done of them. I've no idea. And they make such a big deal on the telly about
it. Is this the one where he's on the side of the plane at the beginning?
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Well, apparently Tom Cruise did all his own stunts. And you know
so
what?
I'm sick of hearing it.
You know what? He did not do that.
I don't care what he did. I'm not interested in what he did. And they're saying it's like better. There was a thing the other day, better than Matt Thingy's the thing.
Guess what, right?
Better than James Bond, but it's not better than
whatever.
James Bond.
It's like Tom Cruise does his own stunts. Right, let me tell you something now, right? He has a trainer, he has all these things that are done, and on top of it, he gets paid something like $35 million. I will be strapped to the side of any plane for 35 grand.
You would as well.
Yeah, God, he does his own. What's his name? Michael Crawford, who was the Phantom of the Opera. He did a show called Some Mothers Do Have 'Em.
Yeah.
And he did stunts on roller skates that were a million miles, right, way more dangerous than anything Tom Cruise has ever done. And he never got paid.
No, I know.
He got to be the Phantom, but by which time he got a stunt coordinator, but... So Tom Cruise strapped, big deal.
Tom Cruise strapped to a plane for $35 million bucks. But tell you what, you say 35 grand. Let's be honest about this. Let's go for this.
All right,
How much would it really cost? Because I think that for 3.5 grand you'd do it. I think you might do it for 350 bucks and breakfast.
Let me think.
Come on.
Hold on now.
You're not going to die.
Would it be a spectacle?
It would be a spectacle. You're not going to die. Right,
listen, just because it's you and
it's
I know
you. It's not dangerous.
You.
Whatever it is he's doing, it's not that dangerous.
No, because of the risk. They have to. You can't. Tom Cruise can't die.
Not on the set, no, he can't.
No, so it's like if they've got a cable, they've got another cable. And they've got a triple cable on him. They can't let that guy die.
It's all done with mirrors and nets and all that and mattresses.
Scientology.
And Scientology does
right.
it, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. What would I do it for? Knowing what I know, $350.
Yeah, I would think so too. Oh my goodness me.
All right, did you play last night at the Hotel Laguna?
No, I did something else, but I've got a text here.
Oh.
I've actually received a text.
Oh no.
It doesn't say who it's from, I can't know.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's all right, it's a photograph, actually a photograph, of an old wreck. A boat.
Oh, look at that!
It's not your mum.
It's not our part.
No, it's an old wreck, it's an old ship. In the British Virgin Islands.
Not in Tortola.
I don't know where. It doesn't say where. But it's got a sticker on it that says Laguna Beach 133. That's the road into Laguna. And also, you know, obviously the band, 133 band. I think it's probably relates to that.
You know
I don't know.
I think I know who that is.
Who what is?
Who that boat belongs to.
Who does it belong to?
I can't think of his name.
The old man in the sea.
He's a sailor.
Oh,
he's down there in the Tortola.
It doesn't matter who it's about. The thing about it is that it's in the... I'm not really that surprised. There's something about, you know, we're in Laguna Beach. And the British Virgin Islands and Hawaii and all these places are very sort of, well, you know, there's some cash in town, isn't there? So people can afford to go to these places.
They can afford stickers.
But it's nice that somebody took a sticker out there and stuck it on this old boat.
Right.
It looks great. It's a sticker boat. You know, they have sticker cars.
Yeah.
It's held together with stickers, this boat. Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's great. The Surf Rider Foundation have got a sticker on there. Who else?
Is it one of those Turkey ones? One of the local manufacturers of surfwear, like Victoria? Or...
No, it doesn't say anything like that.
I keep saying all these names. Someone might give me a free T-shirt.
Oh, mate, you should go around the stores in town and tell them who you are. I'd like some free underpants, please.
I tried that one time. It didn't work out very well.
No, I know. It's a small town and we're really not that important.
It's a small town and I'm pretty big.
Listen, it's Cakes 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. It's... That clock there says it's 10...
that clock is
8
wrong.
8 minutes to 11. Is this clock right?
I don't know. No, that's not a clock.
It is a clock.
What, that thing there that's got the 9 on it?
Oh, I think it says clock underneath it.
Oh, yeah, clock. Right, yeah. No, that's actually wrong as well.
Is it?
This is the right time.
Well, you know, we have to go by the clock. The studio clock's very important because, everything happens in a certain time, and if we get it wrong, then...
Right,
and the people lose time off the shows.
It's almost like the umpire's decision.
I see that Sandy Fagan is here, ready for his show. I'm not sure what's happening with Steve. Is Steve here?
Yeah, Steve's next door. He's just doing some computer work.
Okay, and then, of course, there'll be Martin Hanlon with his show a little later on today. And it's going to be just another great day on KX 93.5.
Isn't
tremendous.
It?
Daniel Barnes, it's been a pleasure working with you, sir.
You know what? It's been a nice Sunday. I needed a nice Sunday.
Well, you've had one.
Didn't we just?
It's over now. It's going to be rubbish from now on.
What are you going to close the show out with? What's the big... Not the Eurythmics.
No. I was thinking about David Bowie.
Oh, Scary Monsters, please.
That was going to do Ziggy.
I bet you don't even have Scary Monsters, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you want me to find out?
Come on, we never do this.
Scary Monsters.
That's how you spell scary.
No, that's not. I've spelt it wrong,
have I? Scurvy Monsters.
Scurvy Monsters.
Whoa.
Scary Monsters. Wait a minute. Wait. Who is it we're looking for again?
David Bowie.
You know what I should do? I should search for David Bowie.
I think we should. Let's see if we can find it. In the meantime...
W-I-E. Okay.
I wasn't that impressed with...
Who?
The Eurythmics. I don't remember them being that bad.
The Eurythmics? No, it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, you know something? Recently, I was listening to Talk, and right. They are incredible. I was listening to The Spirit of Eden, that album. Amazing. I remember listening to the Eurythmics on Top of the Pops when I was a kid, thinking, this is it. And now I listen to it and I think, this is not it.
No, some stuff doesn't really stand the test of time, and I agree with you as far as the Eurythmics are concerned. Other stuff's amazing. I played Adamant the other day on the radio, and I was like, this is amazing. Totally great.
You know what? If you want to talk
drink, what do you do?
What do you do? You dress like a pirate and dance around Prince Charming style.
That's what he did.
This song survived the test of time.
All right. It's KX 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Thanks for tuning in. We're the Full English Breakfast people, and we'll be back next week at 9 o'clock in the morning. Lots of content on KX 93.5. I'm back on the air tomorrow morning at what time?
9!
No, 10.
10!
Have fun.
British dentistry, not so great, frankly. British hair, though, super! The British Hair Company has been styling and colouring in Laguna since 2006 at the salon located at 361 Forest Avenue. British HC is a certified Moroccan all-star skips blow bar, a Vida colour specialist, Kuhn hair colour training centre and authorised Hair Dreams extension salon. We also offer an organic and ammonia-free hair care colour range. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345. British HC.